Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this is so exciting. We're going to be learning in Yonei Shviz, and we're going to be basing our discussion on the Sefer Mishnas Yaitis from the great Gaon, Rabbi Tzalel Zsolti, who is the Rav of Yerushalayim. On page Gimel, this is so exciting. Tosis in Menachos says, and Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Vibor Maskil Shomre, that the reason it is mutter to cut down wheat for the Omer on the seventh year, even though we know that on the seventh year you're not allowed to do, as the Torah says, and the Rambam says in the first halacha of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, you get malchus for doing ktsira. So why is it mutter to do ktsira for the Omer? Why is it mutter to reap for the sake of the Omer, for the Minchas Omer that you bring, for the Karban, for the Karban Omer? Why is it mutter? Says Tosis, because the pasuk says ktsir cha. Only your ketzira is mutter. Ketzira means ha ketzira shelcha. Your ketzira is mutter, but a ketzira of hekdesh. Your ketzira is aser, excuse me. You are not allowed to do ketzira for yourself. However, for the sake of hekdesh, it would be mutter, because it's ketzira. Your ketzira is aser. However, the ketzira of hekdesh is mutter. It says, in vain is zirecha lo sitzor. Only if it's your. You're only cutting down your own grapes, then it's aser. But if you're cutting down for hekdesh, it's mutter. So what you're doing for hekdesh, Tosfos says, is mutter. That shviz doesn't apply to hekdesh. That's Tosfos in Menachos. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shimchav Tes doesn't understand Tosfos. He says, I don't understand. It's a Mefurash Yerushalmi, not like Tosfos. The Yerushalmi says, V'shavtzar is Shabbos Lashem, in the seventh, at the end of the seventh parak of Peah. The land should rest, the Shabbos to Hashem. Davashul Hashem, Kedusha Shviz Chalal. Something that's to Hashem, the Kedusha of Shviz is Chal upon it. So, even something that has Kedusha Shviz, even something that's to Hashem, even something that's Hekdesh, Dine Shviz still apply. So Tosfos says, Dine Shviz do not apply if it's for Hashem, if it's for Hekdesh. And the Yerushalmi has a Jerusha, that it does apply. Davashul Hashem, Kedusha Shviz Chalal. So even for Hashem, even if it's Hekdesh, the laws of Shviz still apply to it. And yet Tosu said, Kitzir Cha means your own Kitzirah is Aser. That's where Shviz applies. But the Kitzirah of Hashem, that's Mutter. Because the Kitzirah of Hashem, Hekdesh, doesn't apply to Shviz. So, how is Tosu going to resolve their Shita with the Yerushalmi? So it says, Rav Zsolti Zatzal Hazoi. The Isra Asay of the Shavsa Oretz, Shabbos Lashem, and the Isra Lav of planting and reaping on the seventh year are two special Isurim. We know, as the Rambam says in the first paragraph of Shemitah V'Yovel, that there is an Isra Asay that the land has to rest. And if one works the land in the seventh year and the land isn't resting, he's mevatel and asei d'oraisa. And also, if one reaps in the seventh year, besides being mevatel the asei of the land not resting, but in addition to that, the person who reaps is over in alos asei and gets malchus. So these are two different isurim. In what way are these two? They're two special. They're two unique. They're two different isurim. In one way, in what way are they different? The Isser Lav on the seventh year is an Isser on the Gavra, on the person who works the land in the seventh year. How do you see that? Because the pasuk says, Satcha lo Sizra. You are not allowed to plant your field. Who isn't allowed to plant? You! The Gavra, the person, is not allowed to plant his field in the seventh year. So that's an Isser. In other words, the lo Sasei is an Isser of Satcha lo Sizra. The Rambam says there are four lo Saseis that you get malchus for. Zriya, Zmira, planting, pruning, Tzira, and Bitzira. And reaping and cutting off grapes. So these four Isurim are Los Aseis, and those are Isurim on the Gavra. However, the Mitzvahs Asei of the Shabbos Ha'aretz, Shabbos Lashem, that the land should rest, have a sabbatical year for the sake of Hashem, that is not an Isur on the individual. And the Gavra, the Yisod HaIsser is that since there is a mitzvah for the land to rest on the seventh year, when one works the land, He is over on an asay of Ishav Saaretz because the land is not resting. So it's an Isser on the land that one is over when one doesn't allow the land to rest. That's the Isser asay. So the Los asay is on the Gavra, and the asay of Ishav Saaretz is referring to the land. The land should rest. Now, the Nafgamina would be what the Maharshal writes in the Chochmas Shleim in Bava Metzian Sadi Yom and Aleph, that on Miro Nochri, says the Maharshal, on Shviyis is Osir min HaTorah. That to tell a goy to do work on the seventh year is Osir min HaTorah. Why? Because the seventh year is dependent on the land. It says, Shabbos Shabboson Yiyeh Laaretz. So the seventh year has a din that the land has to rest. Now let's say you tell a guy to work the land. Boom! The land isn't resting anymore. So that is a very serious problem. Same thing with your animal, right? Your animal is now out of work. Let's say a guy works your animal on Shabbos. Also not good. Shvi'is behemto. So that is all about, that's the asay, that your land has to rest. And if you have a guy work your land isn't resting. However, let's say he plants or he reaps, the guy. So you didn't do anything. So you weren't over on Ksadcha lo Sizra, V'karmacha lo Sizmor. Well, you didn't plant, you didn't reap, you didn't prune. So therefore, since you didn't do it, you're not over. You're not over on the lo sase midoraisa if you just tell the goy to do it. The goy, when you're over on the lo sase midoraisa, when you tell the goy to work the land, you're mevatel, not over on the lo sase, you're mevatel the assay of what? Of the shavsar, it's Shabbos Lashem. That's if it's to say the land has to rest. If you were the cause of the land not resting, you're mevatel the assay. However, the lo sase is on you, not on the land. You are not allowed to plant. You are not allowed to reap. So if a goy reaps for you, you're not over on the losa, you're not about to, you're not over on the losa, say Doraisa. So that'd be an afkamina between the assay of Shavsa Aretz and the losa assay of Sadcha Lo Sizra. One is on the Gavra and one is on the land. The assay is on the land and the losa assay is on the person. The afkamina would be Amir El Nachri. However, we can take this one step further. We can say that when you're talking about Kitsira and Bitsira, reaping, so on the seventh year, then we know from the Rambam that you're only over if you do Kitsira and Bitsira, Kederech HaKotzrim VeHabotzrim, the way people normally do. What's the way to normally do it? The Rambam says in the fourth paragraph of Shemitah B'Yovel in Halacha Aleph Beis that it's only if you reaped and then you piled it up. So if you reaped and you piled it up, so that's Kederech HaKotzrim. So that's the only time you're going to be over on the Lo Sasei of Sadcha Lo Siktzor. When you do it Kederech HaKotzrim, first you cut it down and then you pile it up. Now, when does the Isser begin? What's Haschalas HaIsser? The Haschalas HaIsser is when you cut it. When it's Mechor B'Lakayarka. That's when the Isser began. But the Gemar Isser is betalish. It finishes, your Isser of Ktsira only is concluded when you made a pile, and it says there, Vidash Bebakar, and then you threshed it with cattle. So in other words, the beginning of the Isser of Ktsira is going to be when you cut it from Imechubr, when you cut it from what it was connected to, you cut it down from the ground, but it's not finished yet. When is the Isser completed? The Isser is completed when you pile it up and you thresh it. So the Isser is going to be only completed when it's talish, when it's detached from the ground. So according to this, it's possible to say that when we're talking about Ktsira and Betsira on the seventh year, you're not over on the Asay of the Shavsa Aretz. When you do other Avodas in the land, you're over on the Shavsa Aretz, the land isn't resting. But Ktsira and Betsira, you're not over. Why? Because what's the basis of the Isser? The Yisoda Isser is because the land isn't resting. Now, the land not resting only applies to when you're working the land. When you're working the land isn't resting. When that's when the Gemar Melacha, the Melacha is even completed, when it's mechubel karka. So the whole malacha is done, and the land isn't resting. You did a whole malacha with the land. Mashen came the yisur of reaping. There, the gemar malacha is when it's already detached from the ground. The yisur is not complete until it's already detached from the ground. So there, you're not going to be over on mishav saaretz because the land, there's no lack of shvisa. The land is not refraining from resting. Because the gemar malacha is betalush. When it's already detached from the ground, you're putting it in pile and you're threshing it with the cattle. That's when there's a gemar malacha. So how do you define the ktsira? You define ktsira as being partly done b'mechubar and partly done betalush. Since part of the ktsira is done when it's betalush, when it's detached from the ground, so you can't say that when he's doing the malacha betalush, the land isn't resting. Because the land wouldn't rest if he did the malacha, if he didn't do the malacha. It has nothing to do with the land anymore. It's detached from the land. So by definition, if it's detached from the land is not working. The land is only working or being worked when it's connected to the ground. However, when it's detached from the ground, and you do whatever you do with the produce, the land is no longer involved. So since when you're talking about ktsira, by the time the malacha is finished, the land is no longer involved, even before the malacha is finished. The land is no longer involved, because it's already talush. Therefore, you can't say you're mevatel the aseh of the Shav Saaretz Shabbos Lashem. Shav Saaretz Shabbos Lashem means you did a complete malacha on the land. He didn't do a complete malacha on the land. He only did part of the malacha on the land. Part of the malacha was done when it's no longer connected to the land. So you're not mevatel the aseh. And what's the nafka min al-halacha? The nafka min al-halacha is when you reap, when you tell a goy to reap, so you're not over on an Isser Torah. You're not over mitzad the asay because you didn't take the land out of its state of rest, because you didn't do a complete malacha on the land. The complete malacha was not even done to the land, even by the goy, because the complete malacha is even when it's already detached from the ground. That's when the malacha is completed. So that's as far as the asay is concerned. So as far as you're not mevatel the asay, because the complete malacha wasn't done when it was connected to the ground, so you're not mevatel shvisas haaretz. The land is still considered resting because the complete malacha wasn't done to the land. And what about the losa say that you're not allowed to reap? Well, you didn't reap. You told the goy. So the fizeh, there would be no issur in the Torah anyway to tell a goy to reap for you. So normally we say, when you talk about planting, so if you tell a goy to plant, so you're not mevatel, you're mevatel the asay. And you're not mevatel the los aseh, because the aseh is the land should rest, and the land isn't resting because of you. And the los aseh is that you are not allowed to plant, and you didn't plant. So you're mevatel an aseh, because you caused the land not to rest, because it's din on the land. You're not mevatel the los aseh, you're not over on the los aseh, because it wasn't you. And the Torah says, dafka, you shouldn't plant. But you're over an aseh, you did something wrong, you're mevatel an aseh. So that's all as far as something like Zriya is concerned. So there anyway would be us, it would only be us, though, if you tell a goy. As far as the assay is concerned, not the los assay. But then when you talk about ktsira, since we determine that you're not mevatel an assay, if you do ktsira, even if you personally do ktsira, you're not mevatel an assay. Because you didn't take the land out of its state of resting, because only part of the malacha was done with the land. But not all of it. So, you wouldn't be allowed to do it misad, obviously misad lo siktor. But what about telling a goy to do it? So then now you're free. Because as far as your iser, as far as the shav saaretz, the land wasn't yotz, didn't go out of shvisa, and you told the goy to do it, you didn't do it, so there's no iser of lo siktor. So either way, you're fine. So according to that, in the Torah, there would be no iser, there would be no bitel asay, and no iser to tell a goy to do ketsira for you. So now, based on this, we can understand very well about the Tosis in the Nachas that we quoted at the outset. Tosis says that Ketzira Se'omer is Mutter in the seventh year because it says Ketzir Cha. Your Ketzira is Mutter in the seventh year. Excuse me. That Ketzira Se'omer is Mutter on Shviz. But he says Ketzir Cha. Your Ketzira is Aser. But Hekdesh's Ketzira is Mutter, and therefore you're allowed to do Ketzira Se'omer. So we didn't understand. We quoted a Yerushalmi that says that Shvius is noeg even in Hekdesh, as it says, "V'shav saaretz Shabbos Lashem." Something that's to Hashem has Shvius, and that includes Hekdesh. So Hekdesh does, Dinei Shviyas do apply to Hekdesh. So the Yerushalmi says Dinei Shviyas do apply to Hekdesh. And the Tosfos in Menachos says, no, Dinei Shviyas don't apply to Hekdesh, because it says Kitzircha Yor Ktzira. Yor Ktzira is Aser, but Hekdesh is Mutter. What do you mean Dinei Shviyas don't apply to Hekdesh? You see in the Yerushalmi that it does? That was our kasha. So apparently, Pshat and Tosfos is that Shviyas is Noeg with Hekdesh, because it says, Vishav Saha Aretz. Shabbos Lashem. That's only talking about the Aseh of Shvisas Ha'aretz. The Aseh of the earth resting would apply even to Hekdesh, since it is a din that the land itself should rest. Because we saw that there is, we said earlier, that there is a din that even on, that on the seventh year, even a goy is not allowed to work your field. There's a din d'oraisa that even a goy is not allowed to work your field because your field has to rest. So if it's a din that the field has to rest, so what does it matter if it's your field, if it's Hekdesh's field? It applies to all fields. Shav sa'aretz Shabbos Lashem, Davishu Lashem, Kedusha Shviyas Chal Al. If it's Tashem, Kedusha Shviyas is Chal. Because the land has to rest, even if the land is for Hashem, the land has to rest in the seventh year. So there's a mitzvah of Shvisas Haaretz, and there's also, if produce grows from this land, then you have to be Noe Kedusha Shvis with this produce. But the Isser of Kitsira and Bitsira in the seventh year, that is an Isser on the individual who is not allowed to work the land in the seventh year. We said Ktzira is different. That's the din of the Gavra. That doesn't apply to Hekdesh, as Tosfos wrote, because it says in the Pasuk, Kitzircha, your Kitzira, Nizirecha, your Nizir, your grapes, your Ktzira, Didcha in, your own is going to be Aser, but not Hekdesh. Because Tosfos' whole deal was Ktzircha, dafka from the melacha of Ktzira. He says Ktzira applies to your stuff, but not for your purposes, but not for Hekdesh's purposes. So for Hekdesh's purposes, it would be Mutter. So now we understand very well, because Ktzira sa'omer is mutter. You're allowed to cut down the wheat. For the omer, that's allowed in the seventh year, because the lav doesn't apply, the lav of ktsira doesn't apply if it belongs to Hekdesh. Because it says ktsircha. It's only your ktsira that's usher, but Hekdesh is mutter. What about vishav saharetz? That does apply to Hekdesh. That's what we said earlier. That's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Vishav Sa'aretz, the Aseh, does apply to Hekdesh. That even if it's Hekdesh land, the fruits are going to be holy and all the dinim of Shvius apply to this land. So how can, so how can Tosfos say that Ktzira doesn't apply? So we said that we based on what we said earlier, we have the answer. Because we said that the Yisr of Ktzira doesn't apply to the Aseh. There is no Aseh of Vishav Saretz and Ktzira. Why? Because what's the definition of Ktzira? Part of the Malacha is done b'machubel akarka, but part of the Malacha is done when it's talish me'akarka. So since part of the Malacha is done when it's no longer connected to the land, that's the definition of Ktzira. So by doing Ktzira, one is not mevatel the shvisa of the land. One is not mevatel the resting of the land if he does Malacha b'talish. And since Ktzira, again, by definition, is also betalush, so doing Ktzira is not a bikkul aseh. So as far as the los aseh of Ktzira is concerned, Tosfos made a correct deal. Your Ktzira is usher, but of Hekdesh is mutter. What about the mitzvah aseh of Vishav Saretz Shabbos Lashem that the Yerushalmi says applies even if it's holy, even if it's Hekdesh? The answer is, that's another, that's Zriya, that's other malachos. But not Ktzira, because Ktzira is done partly betalush, And since it's done partly when it's not connected to the ground, memela, the assay of allowing the land to rest doesn't apply because it's not only land. It's even when it's detached, this malacha is even when it's detached from land. You can't do ktsira on the land. You can't take the land out of its shvisa by doing ktsira because there's no malacha of ktsira when it's connected to the land. It's only partially done. But a complete malach of ktsira is done also when it's not connected to the land. So you're not mevatel the assay of the land not resting when you do ktsira. What are you mevatel? You're mevatel alos assay that you're not allowed to do ktsira. That you're over an alos assay. Ah, but since it says ktsircha is a usur, but not of hekdesh. So now, lefizeh, we have a gevaldik eter, it's a yishuv to the kasha on Tosfos. That Tosfos says, ktsira doesn't apply to hekdesh, and that is correct. It's only yours that's us, or hekdesh is mutter. And yet, the Yerushalmi can still say that there is that the aseh, shvisas aretz, applies to hekdesh land, to holy land. And that's also true. But that doesn't include ktsira. Ktsira is an exception because it is not a bittul aseh, because part of the malacha is done bitalish. So that is the teretz on the kasha, to the kasha on Tosfos. However, says Rav Zsolti, we're not done yet, it's not so pashut. Because the Yerushalmi in Kalayim, in the 8th perek, in the first halacha, says that on every los aseh that there is in Shvi'is, there is also an aseh of Vishavsa Areh. So we said Pshat and Tosfos was that on the lo sase of ktsira, sviach ktsira chalos siktsur, that you're not allowed to do ktsira, that is only, the assay doesn't apply to that. We said the assay doesn't apply to ktsira because part of it is done with talish. You have to put it in a pile and you do disha with the bakar, you thresh it, with the cattle. So that's when it's not connected to the ground anymore. So we learned pshat that the iser of ktsira is not also an assay of Bishav Saharitz. Because it's not connected to the land anymore when you finish the ktsira. There's no lack of shvisa saharitz when you do ktsira. It's only a los assay. And yet the Yerushalmi and Kalayim in the 8th parak in Halacha Aleph says that every time you have a los assay, Shvius, and Aseh goes along with it. The Shav Saritz goes along with it. So we wanted to be Mechalik and say no. And when we talk about Ktsira, there's a Los Aseh, but there's no Aseh. There's no Aseh if on Ktsira, of the Shav Saritz, the land should rest. There's only a Los Aseh of Ktsira, but there's no Aseh of Shvisa when talking about Ktsira. So Yerushalmi seems to say not like that. And I think I've made myself clear. So let us proceed on. So the answer is a Rambam. We have to start with a Rambam. The Rambam says, later on, in the 4th Perek, in Halacha Aleph, in Shemitah V'Yodah, V'zeh Shememar Esviach Ketzir Chalos Siktzor, and that it says, that you shouldn't do Ketzira, Shalo Yiktzor, Kederech Shekotzer B'chol Shana. You shouldn't do Ketzira like you do Ketzira all year long. And if you do ktsira like people normally do ktsira, you get malchus. Kegon shekotzar kol asadeh, like you reaped the whole field. V'hem ikri, and you made a pile. V'dash v'bakar, and you threshed with cattle. O shekotzar la'avodas ha'aretz, or you reaped for the working of the land. As we explained. So what do we see from this Rambam? We see from the Rambam a very Rambamtic way of looking at the Rambam. That there are really two types of ktsira. And they're both included in the pasuk of Esviach ktsira halos siktzor. One type of ktsira is for the peiros. And on that it says that it has to be kederach hakotzrim. When you're cutting for the peiros, you have to cut it down, and then you have to make a pile, and then you have to thresh. And there's another type of ktsira for the land, la'avodas ha'aretz. In other words, you're trying to prepare the land for planting. That's why you're doing ktsira. And this doesn't have to be kederach hakotzrim. Because the yikar is not, you're not doing it for the sake of the actual ktsira, you're doing it to prepare the land for zriya. So whenever you're doing ktsira to prepare the land for zriya, the person who does this is over on a losas. So those are the two types of ktsira. For the A, for the sake of the fruits, and B, for the sake of the land. So now, we can say that pshat and tosis is that on the iser of ktsira, there is no assay of vishav saharetz, because the gemar ktsira was bitalush, because the gemar ktsira was when it was no longer connected to the ground. And what about the Yerushalmi in Kalayim and Perakas Halacha Aleph, that the assay of vishav saharetz, whenever you have an assay of vishav saharetz, the los assay goes along with it. The los assay of ktsira will go together with the assay of vishav saharetz. So the answer is very simple. It's true. It's true that the los assay of ktsira goes along with vishav saharetz. But it depends which los assay of ktsira. The los assay of ktsira, that's for the sake of the land. There is also an assay of vishav saharetz. So what the Yerushalmi said is 100% true. That the assay and the los assay do go together. When you talk about the los assay of ktsira and the assay of the land resting, you're right. When there's ktsira, the land isn't resting. But that's only when you're doing it for the sake of the peros. That's only when you're doing it for the sake of the planting. You're cutting it down to prepare the land for zriya. You want to prepare the land for planting. So there you cut down stuff from the ground, you reap the field for the sake of planting. That is a bitul assay of the shav saaretz and an iser los assay of los siktzor. So we're going to grant the Yerushalmi what the Yerushalmi says, givaldik and gishmak. But there's another type of ktsira that isn't included in the assay of vishav saharetz, and that's when you do it for the sake of the fruits. And that includes piling it up and threshing, which is when it's no longer connected to the ground, and there's no bitul assay of vishav saharetz. Because you're not taking the land out of its resting, because it's no longer connected to the land when you're doing the latter stages of the malacha. So therefore, Tosis was 100% correct when they said that Ktsira, or at least we understood that that's what Tosis would say, that there's no assay, Isser assay, you're not Mevatel an assay when you do Ktsira. Because Ktsira isn't included in the assay, it's only a Los assay, and if you do it for Hekdesh, there's no problem. So because that's Kitzircha. We said, you're right. As far as Kitzircha is concerned, as far as Losa say, there's no problem when it comes to Ekish. But what about the Asay? What about the Asay of Shav Saras? We said, no. That doesn't apply to Kitzira. Because Kitzira is also done to Talosh. But then we saw the Yerushalmi that says that whenever there's a Losa Asay, the Asay goes along with it. So Kitzira does go along with the Asay of Shav Saras. The answer is, what type of Kitzira? Of course the Yerushalmi is correct. That the Kitzira is a bit of Shav Saras. Not only a los assay, but that's only ktsira when all the malacha is being done by mechuber. By reaping, you're taking the field out of its resting, and that is when you're doing it to prepare the land for planting. Bava mashen came when you're talking about the ktsira that you're doing in order to have the fruits for the peros. That is not, and that's what Tosis was talking about. There's no bitul assay of a shav saaretz, because that's also done with talush. That's only a los assay. When is there an assay? There's an assay when it's done for the sake of the land, when it's connected to the land, and you're cutting it down for the sake, it's connected, and you're cutting it down from the land for the sake of the land. That's bitul shvisa. That's a bitul of the assay. But when you're talking about, and in addition, it's a los assay. However, when you're cutting it down, l'shem what? L'shem the peros, since part of the ktsira process is when it's no longer mechuber, when it's already talush, there would be no iser assay of the shav saaretz, because as we said, it's not connected to the ground, so there's no bitul on the shvisa. So that is all pshat in Tosis. Pashat pshat. Ah, what ga'onus! Rav Zolti, you're the man. So that's all tasis. Abra, abra, abra. L'choira, we can't say this in Das HaRambam. Why? Because the Rambam says in Mitzvah Saseh, Kuf Lamed Hey, He Shed Sivani Lishbois Me'avoy Yasa'aret Bashan HaShviz, that the mitzvah is that God commanded us to rest from working the land in the seventh year. V'hu Omro Yis'aleh V'charishu V'katsir Tishbos. And that's what God said, that you should rest from reaping and plowing. You have to rest from working the land in the seventh year. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, you should rest from reaping and plowing. And this commandment was already repeated twice. And it says, and the land should rest. And there's already an asay of Shabbosam. And it also says the land should rest. So, it's a little bit hard to translate this rabbi. It's double twice. And it says, Shabbos Shabbosim Yel Aretz. And we already have a Shabbosim. And it also says, Vishav Saretz. So what does the Rambam mean? So Chola, what the Rambam means, says Rav Zolti, when he says that the Tzivui of the Asay of B'charashu B'katsir Tishbos was repeated twice, because it says Shabbos Shabbosim Yel Aretz, and it says B'shav Saharetz. What does he mean by that? He means that this Asay of Charisha and Ktsira B'charashu B'katsir Tishbos, that you should rest from Charisha and Ktsira, is not a new Isser of Harisha and Ktsira in the seventh year. Because since on the Harisha there is no Isser Lav, as it says in Moed Katan Gimel and Aleph, that there's no Lav if one does Harisha, if one plows in the seventh year. And when you talk about Ktsira, you do Ktsira for the sake of the Peros. That we said the Gemar Isser is done when it's already Talush, and you pile it up, and you thresh, and there is no essay of the Shabbos Haaretz, that the land should rest by not doing Ktsira, because we said Ktsira doesn't take the land out of its resting, because it's no longer connected to the ground when you finish the Malacha. So therefore, it's possible that is why it says in the Torah, B'charish u'v'katsir tishbos, that you should rest from Harisha and Ktsira. In other words, that if one does Harisha and Ktsira, he is also over on an asay. Now, what is the yisod ha-isser? What is the foundation of this isser? What's the basis for this isser? The individual. That the individual is not allowed to work the land in the seventh year. B'charishu b'katsir tishbos. You should rest from Harisha and Ktsira. So you might think that that's the pshat. You might think that the pshat is that since on Harisha there's no lav, and Ktsira there's no asay, because it's not done when it's connected to the ground. It's not completely done when it's connected to the ground. And therefore, you're over on an asay, and therefore the pasuk has to tell you that you're over on an asay when you do Harisha and Ktsira, because you need, Harisha doesn't even have a lav, so we need a special asay. And Ktsira doesn't have an asay. Vishav Sa'aret Shabbos Lashem doesn't apply to Ktsira. That's why the Torah had to tell you, B'charashu B'katsir Tishbos, that there's a din on the Gavra, that you, the Gavra, still have to rest from Harisha and Ktsira. There is an asay on the Gavra. And the nafkamina would be that there is no din on the field to do, that if there's an isser on the field of Harisha and Ktsira, it's an isser on the Gavra. B'charashu B'katsir Tishbos applies to you. And that's what we needed the pasuk to tell us. We need Bukharish to tell us that even though there's no lav, there's an asay, you shouldn't plow. And we need Uvakatsir to tell us that even though there's no asay of a Shabbos or Shabbos Hashem, there is an asay that you shouldn't reap. And that is what one might think. In order to disabuse us from this notion, the Rambam writes that that this commandment was said twice. In other words, Baharashi Bukatsir Tishbos was said twice, meaning Vishabas Shabasim Yel Aretz, Vishabsa Aretz. In other words, it's not a new assay. You might think that it's a new assay. We need a new assay for Harisha and Ketzira because it's the, each of them are in their own special category. So comes the Rambam and he says, no. We repeated this twice. We repeated this twice to tell you that the Harisha and Ketzira Tishbos just puts Harisha and Ketzira in the category of Vishav Sarat Shabbos Lashem and Shabbos on Yiel Aretz. So it's not a new category. It's included in the general category of the Isser Aseh of the mitzvah Aseh that the land has to rest. And that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. So here we have that the Rambam is telling us that when you do Ketzira and Harisha, we'll focus on Ketzira in the seventh year, one is Mevatel, not only Bechorish Yivakatsir Tishbos, the Din on the Gavra. That's what you might think Shad in the Pasuk is. No, it's a din on the land. That Isser of Bechor Shiv Katsir Tishbos puts it in the category of an Isser on the land as well, that it's an Isser the land has to rest. That makes it, puts Ktsira in the Shabbos Aretz Shabbos Lashem. Shabbos on Yiel Aretz. Ktsira is an Isser on the land as well, even when you're doing Ktsira for Peros. Even though part of the malacha is done when it's no longer connected to the ground. Nevertheless, it's still included in the assay of Yishav Sa'aretz since it started when it was connected to the ground. And therefore, even on Ketzira, a person is commanded Yishav Sa'aretz. So now that we see that Ketzira, according to the Rambam, is also a din on the land, it's a din on the Aretz, that the land has to rest. And that's what Bechor Shiv Katsir is telling us. That's why we needed two psukim. We had a double the tzivui in the Torah. Shabbos in Yel Aretz. And Shabbos Aretz Shabbos Lashem. To tell you that what? That Bechor Shiv Katsir is included in those two categories. You have two psukim. Telling you that there's a mitzvah that the land should rest. And the Rambam is telling you those two psukim come to include Ktsira and Harisha in their category. Meaning Ktsira and Harisha are not they're not only in Isser on the Gavra, but they're also in Isser on the land, that the land has to rest. So what does that mean about Ketzira and Harisha and Shviz? And Amir al Akum? Are you allowed to tell an Akum to do Ketzira or Harisha for you? The answer is no, because they're included in the category of Shabbos Aretz Shabbos Lashem. And we said earlier, we're talking about the din on the land, that the land has to rest. So, if the land has to rest, you're not allowed to tell the goy to work the land for you. If it was a din on the gavra, so you can tell the goy to do the work for you. But if it's a din on the land, then you're not allowed to tell the goy to do work for you. So according to Tosis, we said that since part of the malacha of Ketzira is done when it's not no longer connected to the ground, there's going to be no iser of amira la'akum, there's no din on the adama, it's not a din on the aretz, it's a din on the gavra. That's what we said about Ketzira. However, Rambam isn't holding that way. The Rambam says that Bechor Shiv Katsir Tishbos is included in the category of Shav Sarat Shabbos Lashem, that the land has to rest. So since the land has to rest, if somebody has a goy do Ketzira for him, the land has to rest from what? The land has to rest even from Ketzira. If a Jew has a goy do Ketzira for him, the land isn't resting and he's over on a malacha. The whole malacha isn't done on the land. The answer is, since part of the malacha is done with the land, that's enough for us. It will be over on Rishav Sa'aretz, Shabbos Lashem. So we see that the Rambam is not holding like Tosfos. So now that we've come to this point, we can summarize what we learned today. We learned that Tosfos in the Nachos, who says that when you're doing Ketzira for a Hekdesh, you're fine, it's only your own Ketzira that's Aser. for Hekdesh is Mutter. We add Menchus Chinuch Skois Akasha. Aye! It says Meforsh in Yerushalmi that the Mitzvah Saseh Shvisas Aretz applies even to Hekdesh, even to what belongs to Hashem. The Din of Shvisas do apply when it belongs to Hashem. Tosfos said Ktsira doesn't apply when it's to Hashem. Only your own Ktsira is Asik. When it belongs to Hashem, it's Mutter, no Isra Shvis. And then we made a Chiluk. We said that the Isra Asay is on the land, and the Isra Losa Asay is on the individual. Nafkamina being that when you're over on the Losa Asay, if Sotcha Los Isra, not planting the land, that is not going to be Usr to tell a goy, you tell the Losa Asay, it says you're not allowed to plant. However, when you tell a goy to plant, so you're going to be Mavakal the Asay of the land not resting, because by planting, the land's not resting. However, we said that Ktsira would be an exception. Ktsira would only be a los asay, and it wouldn't be an asay. Why? Because part of the malacha is done when one is, when the fruits are detached from the ground. So there's no bittul shvisa, the land is not being mizbatel from its resting, because the whole malacha isn't done on the land. Only a partial malacha is being done with the land. And that's not enough to take the land out of its resting. All you have is the losa, say, of los siktor, of not cutting it down. And then we said that if you tell, and the reason again why only part of the malacha, because part of the malacha is the piling up and the threshing, and that's when it's no longer connected to the ground. So it's not a bidl of shav saritz. And then we said, but when you tell a goy to do it, then you're fine on both ends. Because you're not over on los siktor, sviach ktsira for los siktor, because you didn't do the ktsira. And then by telling the goy to do the ktsira for you, so you're not also not mevatel shvisas ha'adama, because we said that if by ktsira, ktsira is a mevatel shvisa. So that would be midoraisa mutter, tell a goy. And then based on that, we answered Tosis kasha, the kasha on Tosis. Tosis said ktsira is mutter for hekdesh. And we said that's true, it's only your own ktsira that's usr. But for hekdesh, it's mutter. Because that is ktsira is an isra on the gavra. So you're not allowed, there's an isra on the gavra to do ktsira cha, your own cutting. But for hekdesh, it's fine. What about the fact that the land has to rest? So he said by doing ktsira, you're not mevatel the land from its resting. Hashem came over. The other dinim of shvius, father, you're talking about planting, let's say. So that would apply even to hekdesh. All the dinim of shvius apply to hekdesh land, not to plant, not to work. The fruits have kedusha shvius. Avada, the fruits have kedusha shvius if it's a hekdesh field. All of that is true. However, the specific halacha of ktsira would not apply to shvius, meaning if you do ktsira in the seventh year for the sake of Hashem, that would be mutter, because you're not mevatel the land from its shvisa. And it's not ktsira cha. It's ktsira of Hashem. You're cutting it down for Hashem. So to cut down for Hashem would be fine. It's not ktsira cha. It's not your own cutting which is forbidding. It's for Hashem. And again, you're not being motzi. You're not taking the land out of its state of resting when you do ktsira. However, when we're not talking about ktsira, then of course all the other dinei shvius apply, even to hekdesh, like the Yerushalmi said. Of course, if you're at a hekdesh field, then it would be kadosh v'kedusha shvius, etc., etc. Then we said, from the Yerushalmi and Kalayim, that with los asay, with the asay goes the los asay. Meaning with the asay of shvisa, then the land has to rest, you'd also have the los asay of ktsira. And we said they're two separate distinct asurim. They're two separate distinct categories. Ktsira doesn't apply to shvisa. The Yerushalmi seems to say that it does. So the answer we said is that there are two types of ktsira. There's one type of ktsira that you do for the sake of the earth that you only do with mechubar. There you would have an asay, and that's what the Yerushalmi was talking about. So of course, lo siktor goes along with an asay. However, the specific act of doing ktsira for the sake of the fruits, where part of it is done when it's not connected to the ground, there you would not have an asay. Then we saw that the Tosfos Rambam, that's all Tosfos. So Tosfos is new sheves heite. Tosfos is answered gebaldik. However, as they say today, gishvaldik, which is gishmak and gebaldik. However, we saw the Rambam doesn't hold this way. The Rambam says that we have a pasuk of Charishu v'Katsir Tishbos, that you, the Gavra, have to rest in Charishim Ktsira. However, there's two more psukim that say Mishav Saaretz Shabbos Hashem and Shabbos Shabbos Niyala Aretz, which we learned Pshat in the Rambam means that these two psukim are coming to include, to encompass also the Bechor Shibukatzir Tishbos, to teach you that Bechor Shibukatzir Tishbos is the din on the field. That the field has to rest. And when the field doesn't rest, you do Ktsira on the field, even Ktsira on the field. You're Mevatel, the Asay of Mishav Saaretz. So when you do Ktsira, according to Tosis, when you do Ktsira on the field, you're not Mevatel for the sake of the fruits, according to Tosis. When you do Ktsira, since part of it is not done v'mechubur, you're not Mevatel v'shav sa'aretz. But the Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam says that the reason the Torah says two psukim is to tell you that v'charetz v'katsir tishbos is included in that category. That Ktsira is also within the land. It's an issur on the land. If you do Ktsira, you're Mevatel the land from its state of resting. And there, in the nafkamina, of course, would be that you're not allowed to have a goy do ktsira for you. If a goy does ktsira for you, you're right. Mitzad the gavra, there would be no issur of lo siktsor. However, mitzad the land is being worked. Aye, the whole issur is not done by mechubur lekarka. Rambam doesn't care. As long as part of the issur is done by mechubur lekarka, that it's still a bittul of the shvisa of the land. So that was all a mahalach to understand Tosis. And to understand, and my focus was shown apparently, between the Rambam and Tosis, and we should be zocha always to taste the sweetness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Shalom, shalom, my sweetest friends.